We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining us on the Harbor One hotline, one of the guys who was a part of protecting Mac Jones yesterday, Patriots, last week, starting left guard, Ted Karras. And Ted is brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Botello Lumber, your local Anderson window dealers, and by Truly Hard Seltzer. Ted Karras, good morning. Hell of a win yesterday.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you. Yeah, Monday morning is always better with the win on Sunday.
Hey, walk us through a little bit about your preparation, Ted, in being ready week to week, where you might play center, you might play right guard, you might play left guard. Who knows? They might have you in there. Field goal team snapping, whatever in the hell it is. Kind of walk us through how you stay ready to be able to contribute like you did yesterday.
Well, you know, that's kind of how I was, brought up in the league. That's kind of been my role, in the early part of my career. And when you get an opportunity to play, you have to make the most of it. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I've gotten here and happy to contribute to a win yesterday.
Ted, it seems like things have settled down a little bit, but over the last couple of weeks, I know injuries are a part of football, but it seems like your offensive line group, whether it was Shaq Mason or Trent Brown or Isaiah Wynn, then you have guys on the COVID list, it just seemed like such a shuffle. You guys getting called up from the practice squad. Just those last couple of weeks, what has that been like kind of day to day, probably not even knowing who's available?
You know, that is part of the game. And, we have a great room, a great unit, a lot of depth, and a lot of guys that work hard and, want to put their best performances out there for their team. And, I think a lot of guys have risen up and made the most of the opportunities. And, that's what I'm, thinking about. I just want to go out there and play my absolute best for the team and, help contribute to, getting on the winning path.
Ted Karras is with us on the Harbor One Hotline, Patriots offensive lineman here on this Patriots Monday. And our interview with Ted Karras is brought to you by Verizon. The run game was really clicking yesterday. I know the score got tilted, but when you guys were really in that mode of running the football before the score got out of hand, what was working for you guys up front yesterday, Ted?
I thought we had pretty good double teams. I thought everyone, was on the same page. We were well prepared coming into it. And, our attitude going in, we wanted to, impose the running game, impose our will. And I thought the whole unit did a great job. And all the backs, Brandon, JJ, and Damian, really had a great games and made us look good.
Now, you've been here before, Ted, when Dante Scarnecchia was the offensive line coach, and now you're back and he's not here. What's been the difference with him and without him?
Well, I think Carmen Pasillo has done a great job. We have a veteran group, a lot of guys that have, been in the system a long time. And, he's added a lot of value to our unit and our group. And, it's been a pleasure to work with him here for the first half of the season. And as we get, going here down the home stretch, I'm glad he's on our team.
Is it as easy as you guys kind of make it in terms of moving around positions? Like on Wenu was left guard. Now you got him out there at times on the island at right tackle. The versatility has always been a key part of the way Bill Belichick builds an offensive line. But it feels like you guys somehow make it look easy in juggling all these different positions. How in the world do y'all do it?
Well, Michael is a special talent. I think that he's going to be a great player for a long time. And it's really cool to be a teammate and a friend of his, and he did a great job yesterday. But, we train at different positions, and everyone, there's a lot of the same fundamentals, but it is, a different hand down and a different foot back, and there's certain intricacies for each position. But, the way that we work here has always been one of my favorite parts of being here, and, the way that we train enables us to perform our best on Sundays regardless of the position we're in.
What have been your big takeaways so far playing with Mac Jones?
Well, I think he's a stud. It's been, such a pleasure to work with, a great teammate, a great leader, shows a lot of toughness, and really came out yesterday and led us, down the field, every drive we had. So, I just want to do my best for him, do my job so that he can be successful. And, when he's successful, we're all going to be successful.
Ted, how early on did you know, okay, this kid's a little different, he's got something? Was it kind of obvious right away for guys like you who've been in the league for a minute?
You know, I think so. I think he showed up in spring with an attitude that, you know, he was going to work and, you know, work his hardest. And you know, he showed a great knowledge of our offense and just kind of, you know, kind of just got it right away. And, you know, it's been really cool to see him, you know, even growing up in just this first half of the season. And, you know, as we move forward, you know, O-line is just focused on doing our job to protect him and put him in a position to be successful.
I don't know how much you keep up with your Fighting a Lion Eye, but 9 overtime game on Saturday, Illinois beat Penn State. Did you watch that at all?
I did watch that. It was incredible. Longest football game in college history and the most rushing yards by an opponent in Beaver Stadium history. So proud of those guys, especially those old linemen up front, you know, to gut that one out. And, you know, I never got to win there, so I'm sure that's a very special feeling for them. I hope they've enjoyed their weekend for sure.
It's a crazy game.
I was just going to say, it's a crazy game. Do you catch any wind of that on Saturday, or are you just, you know, head down getting ready for Sunday?
No, I'll have it on. I'll watch it for sure, and especially when it was, you know, second half and going into the OTs. I mean, that was a must-watch football, not even just because I'm an alum.
And so I feel like some bragging rights the next day, because I'm sure the guys from Alabama, like, they can walk around all the time talking about, you know, every week they got a big win probably. But this is a huge one for Illinois.
This was our biggest win in probably since 2007. So it's been a long time. I think Coach Bielema, you know, who was here the last couple of years, is going to do a great job. And, you know, I'm really happy for him that he could get a statement win here early on in his Illinois career.
Are there certain guys in the locker room, Ted, that are more proud of their schools or talk about their schools more than others?
You know, absolutely. And it's definitely year to year. But, you know, I think the number one, Dave Andrews is a big Georgia guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and James Ferentz, you know, his dad's a coach at Iowa. There's all sorts of little intricacies, but based on, you know, how the team's doing that year is how vocal guys will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Ted, you are also a third-generation NFL player. The Karras family up there with among the greats in history in terms of athletic families. Does anybody really talk to you about that? Like, do they really know that you're a third-generation? You're like the Randy Orton of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, guys that have known me for years, I'm not just coming in spouting off that I'm third generation NFL, but, you know, once you get to know me, it is a really interesting fact, and I'm really, you know, grateful that I've had the chance to, you know, continue that legacy and, you know, put two championships on the board too for the Karras family. So we have 4 total, but we have 2 of them. So that's, you know, I take a lot of pride in that.
Will you become a major television star after the NFL, like one of your great uncles?
You know, I don't know. Maybe if I get an opportunity, but, you know, that's, you know, right now I'm just focused on, you know, playing some ball. Very, very grateful to be 28, still playing ball. Hopefully, you know, I feel like I got some more time left and, you know, want to put some more wins on the, you know, 2021 season.
Ted, last thing for you. You went to Miami last year and then come back to the New England Patriots. And look, there's a lot of ties to the Patriots organization down there in Miami. But how was it for you to get a non-New England experience in the NFL? And how do you kind of view being in New England now that you kind of did see how the other half lived for a season?
You know, I had a great time in Miami. I was, you know, it was a, you know, obviously a unique year in COVID, and, you know, got to be team captain, and we had some decent success. Ultimately, didn't make the playoffs, but, you know, to come back here, you know, very excited when I got the opportunity to come back here. I love how, you know, things are approached here, and, you know, I've seemed to fit in well over the years, you know, with the attitude and the way that, you know, we go about things. So, you know, it was a, you know, obviously you got to go, you know, where your opportunities present itself. And, you know, last year it was what it was, but I'm so glad to be back here now.
Ted, thanks for the time today. Hopefully you stay in the starting lineup. Keep that O-line healthy. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, there goes Ted Karras, Patriots offensive lineman, with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.